By the fans, for the fans, welcome to the Non-League Football Show podcast, sponsored by Pitchiro. Running your club online should be simple, so start your free Pitchiro trial today and see what a Pitchiro website can do for your club. I'm Tim Fuel, and usually I'd be found the other side of the microphone putting this show together. But this week, we've got a special bonus episode. This is the FA VAR's final preview show. With a slightly delayed kickoff for this week's main episode due to team availability, we didn't want you to miss out on your usual non-league diet on a Friday morning. So with the FA VARS trophy making its way up the country this week, visiting Cleethorpes Town and South Shields, who do battle in the final on non-league finals day on the 21st of May, we caught up with some of the volunteers and players at both of those clubs. First up, Cleethorpes Town FC, and a volunteer. Alex Oglesby is a brother of John, who's on the playing staff at Cleethorpes. Having come to watch his brother play a few years ago, Alex soon became a volunteer behind the scenes, carrying out various matchday duties, including stewarding on a home match and helping load the kit for away days. He's certainly looking forward to a big trip down to Wembley.
I'm basically a volunteer. We basically help out all the time and that, yes. Because My brother plays for Cleethorpes now. My brother plays for him. And I came down to a game one time. And I just asked to get involved, and obviously I've been involved ever since that. I'm basically, at home games, I'm basically a steward. At away games, I still do stuff like that, but I don't do stewarding as much as help out with the battering and stuff at away games. I've never been to Wembley myself, no. I'm very excited about going. That's what I've wanted to do ever since I've been a kid, but it's even better now. I'm going with a team, being involved in the team, so that's even better. I hopefully get a 2-1 win, but see what happens on a day. You can't predict what you want to a day, do you?
Next, Alex Flett, midfielder at Cleethorpes Town FC.
So we had, I think we got through, and then we had two league games. We had a bit of a flop, really. I think we lost them both 3-0. We changed the team around a little bit to get on games, and then we went back to playing well. We sort of got the league wrapped up with three games to go, luckily enough. So it's been nice to get that wrapped up and sort of concentrate on a bit more on Wembley then. But the league was always a main priority, but to get to this final, I think the lads spoke about at the start of the season, what would you rather do, win the league or get to Wembley then?
So it's unbelievable. We ain't got a massive fan base here, isn't it, just there, and the core that we do have, they're there every week, and it's been outstanding to say, for the lads, for them to travel around on Saturday watching us and giving up their own time. I think Sean, the driver, he gives every Saturday and Wednesday up to drive us for the games, and I think people makes it a little bit more special that we have got to Wembley, because it's a day out for them guys, and I think it makes them sort of, we appreciate what they do as much as they do us, so it'll be a great day for the club.
I think some of the younger, I'm only 24 myself to be fair, so I still feel youngish. But throughout the previous round, there's been a bit more pressure with, I think it was 4,000 the last round, so the eyes are on you a little bit more, but I think the lads take it, the pressure off us, the way we've been playing, so I can't wait to get going for the final. We've been waiting for a tracksuit for 3 years, and we finally got one, so I think the lads are buzzing about that. And yeah, the suits, I think there's been something with Burton on them, so we've all been to get fitted and stuff, and hopefully we're looking suave on the day. Stuff like this is having photos and media and all this is something that we're not used to, but it's good for the club profile and everything. So it'll raise the profile of the club and hopefully push on for next year. A lot of the lads, I think 4 or 5 of them are my best mates, and the rest of them I'd hang about with them anyway. So if it weren't for that, I think that's why we've had a good season. The fact that if we weren't playing football, we'd still knock about each other outside of it. So that's a strong part of our team, really.
You're listening to an FA VARS Final 2017 special of the Non-League Football Show podcast, sponsored by Pitchiro, the UK's number one provider of sport club websites. At South Shields, they're looking to put behind them last year's defeat in the final, and it's been a fantastic run this year. Barry Smith is a stalwart of the club, nearing 300 appearances in a South Shield shirt, and he's going to be wearing the lucky 17 on the day.
The quality that we've got in my squad, and that's, it's not all about having the quality, but obviously the team spirit's playing a massive part as well. Obviously they just become a lot of pressure, obviously because of that winning game that we're, a winning run that we went on and that, but the lads just take take each game as it comes, and I think that's probably what's helped with. We've never looked too beyond, you know. We obviously just took it game by game, but it's incredible, obviously, the way that the team is, and obviously the chance of winning, obviously, the four trophies are still in our hands. Yeah, the Durham Challenge Cup. Yeah, there's the League Cup on. We're playing North Shields on Saturday in the final of the League Cup. It's worked out, like you say, really, really well, because if we hadn't got our other finals like last night, and then obviously Saturday, then the season would have finished over a week ago. So we would have had like quite a long break before Wembley. But obviously the lads and the management have done a fantastic job. Obviously, get into them finals to keep we're ticking over up until obviously the Wembley game. So it's been really, really good. We always knew that we could potentially probably win one or two trophies. I don't think anybody had in mind the four trophies, but the way that the team is obviously been playing and the job that Liam Graham's done has probably given us that belief, and we'll want to win. We want to win all four. That's our mindset. So that's what we'll be trying to do. We don't try and get too big of our own boots. I think we'll just treat every game the way we have all season. Obviously, any finals, it's a special day. Obviously, the Wembley ones, obviously, extra special because obviously the stadium that we'll end up playing in, and obviously everybody's families will be there and things like that. But we didn't really have any sort of thing that we do on certain occasions. It's just basically we set ourselves out the same all the time. I work at the ground, so it's worked out well for me. I worked at Sainsbury's last year. I was there for 10 years, but obviously I used to work night shift, and there became a time in last summer where I was probably going to have to come away from football, and Jeff Thompson being the bloke that he is, absolute top bloke, coming to it to change everything for the club and obviously taking it in the right direction. And he obviously said, look, we'll look after you, and give us a part-time job of working at the club, and then obviously part-time playing football for them. So it's worked out quite well for me.
All the success at South Shields this season has meant a lot of extra paperwork for Secretary Phil Ray, but it's not something he's worried about.
I'll gladly accept it. It's been incredible. We've won the league. We're going to be promoted. We've won our County Cup, and we've got our League Cup and the FA Vars to look forward to. A 63-game season, but worth every minute of it. We've got three new stands. We've got a new toilet block. We've had to put in a merchandise outlet on the ground. We've got a ticket office on the ground. We've now got a 3G facility adjoining the main pitch for. Because we have 16 young sides with the club who use that to train. So the place has been transformed in the last 2 years since Jeff Thompson, the new chairman, got involved. We've got quite a band of volunteers now. It used to just be a couple of us. There's four or five of us who spent 2 years driving 40-mile round trip for home games when we played at Peter Lee for two seasons. But we've now got four turnstile operators. We've got people who man the ticket office, people who man the merchandise outlet, raffle ticket sellers, program sellers. And it's just incredible the interest and support that coming back to the town generated, and we're now in a superb position. Without them, it would be very difficult, because we've gone from having crowds of 60 and 70 to our biggest crowd was over 3,000. So you need people to man four gates, where before one gate was quite sufficient, and the man on the gate, because there was only a few coming in, had time to sell the programmes and the raffle tickets. Now everybody has to do it. Each one's a job on its own, because we're that busy on a match day now. I've been on the committee for about 18 years, and I've been club secretary since 2006. But I've been supporting South Shields since 1966. It's unbelievable. I mean, we went down for a trip to Wembley, and to meet the people down there. And I was like a kid in a toy shop. I couldn't sleep when I got home. I was so excited. If anybody told me football would still get me like that at the age of 58, I think they'd been on something. Initially, I was asked if I would join the committee, and I said yes. Then I was asked if I would take the money on the gate. I said yes. And they said, would you do the programme? So I became the programme producer. Many late evenings at work when everybody else had gone photocopying the match day programme. And then we had a meeting and the secretary said, well, that's it, I'm standing down. And we took after the meeting, we took two steps out of the building, and he's actually my neighbour. He lives just over the road to me, and he used to give me lifts to games and what have you. And we left the clubhouse, and as we left the clubhouse, he said, you'll take it on in the short term till we get somebody permanent, won't you? I says, yeah, I'll do it. 11 years ago, and I'm still waiting for that permanent person to come along. In the Northern League, I'm well known for not wearing a coat. In fact, I don't actually own a coat. And I've got for the Royal Box, I've got to wear a suit. I had thought about putting a sling on my arm and telling them I couldn't get my jacket on because I had a broken arm. But as I said to one person, if I had to wear a tutu to sit in the Royal Box, I'd be wearing one. It wouldn't be a pretty sight, but the prospect of watching South Shields from the Royal Box, I would do anything.
So that's the Build Base FA Vars final between Cleethorpes Town and South Shields. A great day out for any fans of those clubs, but also any fan of non-league and of football. And remember, that's part of the Wembley double header that takes place on Sunday the 21st of May, kicking off with the Build Base FA Vars final, followed by the Build Base FA Trophy final. Last season, Wembley Stadium hosted the first ever non-league final day, and it was a huge success, over 46,000 fans in attendance. And it's taking place again this year, Sunday 21st of May. Tickets still available from the FA.com. Adults priced at £25. Concessions, OAPs and students at £10. And children under 16, £1. With some very good group discounts as well. Half price off the adult and concessions prices if for group bookings of between 9 and 49. You do, of course, get both games, the FA Vars final and FA Trophy final, both sponsored by Build Base on that one day. It's a great day out for whoever attends, and hopefully the non-league show team will be there and bringing you updates from there during and after the game. So thanks for listening to this special of the non-league show, and look out for this week's episode later on today. Don't forget to tell your friends we're here on Audio Boom, iTunes, Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and of course that today's podcast and the podcasts in the current series are sponsored by Pitch Hero, celebrating 10 years of being at the heart of grassroots football. Thank you and goodbye.